Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy smokes! It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. Plus, you can listen to the program live. Anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. Currently 47 degrees. Duck, run for cover. Oh, my gosh, the weather yesterday.
What is it going to be? Jeez. It's going to be rainy today, right?
We've got a 30% chance of rain. Yeah. I've seen anywhere from 30 to 50% chance. I didn't see any tornado action, though.
Dude, it was crazy. I mean, not only did my hometown get hit, well, Marion, Illinois got hit, like, pummeled. My sister, well, you can see it on the... On Facebook, you can see her house as opposed to the tornado. It's like, it's an inch from my sister's house.
It's crazy.
And then, did I post her backyard, where she was in her backyard watching it?
I don't think you
okay.
did.
Okay. So I, because she's bitching at her boyfriend, so I think I didn't put it on there. Because she's like, Mark, debris! Debris! She's just yelling debris. And so maybe that's why I didn't
what
post
it. What can Mark do about it?
No, he's video.
He's video.
So she's so mad at him. She's in the house, and she's like screaming at him, debris. Yeah. Anyway, so Marion happened, and then I went out to the cabin, and I noticed it was a little ominous last night. I didn't know we had four tornadoes.
Yeah.
Holy hell. I was off the grid.
Ripped through... all up and down the east part
Elbert,
of the state.
Adams County.
Crazy.
Bennett. Yeah,
it was
pretty crazy.
What's going on? That's nuts.
I don't know. It all kicked in yesterday, though. Right. It wasn't even in the forecast, was it?
I didn't see
anything about tornado warnings or anything like that. Well, you know, they can pop up, but I didn't even see massive thunderstorm warnings.
Well, I had a thunderstorm warning.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
And we got nothing.
Really?
Absolutely nothing at my house.
Did you have a thunderstorm warning? Carson?
We had a little bit of thunderstorm, and it actually rolled through, but it rained for like maybe 5 minutes. It wasn't anything crazy, but the clouds look really
bad. They look scary.
Yeah.
They look scary, and they were scary because there was a tornado.
And it got crazy just east of the airport, and then it just continued to roll. It seemed like one right after the other.
23 people in the Midwest were killed.
23.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, a lot of that was Kentucky.
I think
Kentucky was 28 people.
I saw 14 in Kentucky and 5 in St. Louis.
Yeah, so no. I thought 20-something.
I believe you. I'm just saying, like, it was crazy.
It ripped an area that I'm very familiar with. My dad used to live in that area before, you know, he passed. But, it was nasty yesterday.
Crazy.
And get this, the same areas are going to get it again today.
In St. Louis and Midwest?
Mm-hmm, Midwest from Missouri, Kansas, Kentucky, Indiana. They're all under warnings this morning.
So I'm going back home. I'm going there this weekend, right?
You are?
For the long weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
But my sister does not have a basement. And so I was like, can we get a tornado shelter like by the time I get there?
That's pretty rare.
And I looked online, and they're $12,000 to get it bolted to her garage.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it only like seats four people.
Is it? It's one of those cubicle type tornado shelters.
Yeah, it's not underground. Yeah. It's like just to bolt it onto the foundation. $12,000. I'm in the wrong business.
Might be worth it though.
I know.
Yeah, right? You know.
Oh my god. I mean,
it's $12,000. Great. She's got the money, right?
Sure. Sure, she does. Come on.
Her kids are wealthy.
Yeah, well, her kids are wealthy. But you know what happens? Nobody shares it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What are those kids to buy that shelter for mom? Come on.
I'm trying to think the same thing, but I'm not going to get involved.
I'll do it for you. Let's call her. You were off the grid all weekend?
Well, just yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Just yesterday. I tried to text you yesterday, and I got the strangest message back. It said, Jamie White is only available through satellite. And I'm like, what? She on a spaceship somewhere? Where the hell is she?
I know.
I didn't hear back from you. And then about 5 minutes later, I get this text going, Jamie White is now available via satellite only.
I got your message at 8:20 p.m.
Last night?
Yeah. It says at 8:20. What time did you text me? Was it about 8:20?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, it does say satellite, doesn't it?
It says satellite.
Yeah,
on.
Look,
it
says.
It threw me for a loop.
8:20 p.m. It says, "Is your family okay, Marion Tornado?" 8:20 p.m. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Via satellite.
I didn't see it until this morning.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I know they've got damage in the area, but when I saw that yesterday, I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? And then I didn't hear back from you. And I thought, maybe she's on a flight headed back there.
No.
I had all kinds of things going through my head.
Did you text me at 8:20? What time did you text me?
8:20.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your satellite service is good.
That's up for you. Why were you up?
Yeah, why were you up?
Because of my wife.
What's wrong with your wife?
She's traveling today.
Oh.
You know, it's packing night.
It's pack night.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on this.
It was packing night.
It was packing night.
Because I'm like, you don't wake. I mean, you don't stay up until 8:20 on
a school
night. No, I'm
usually in bed by 5:20.
Yeah. Oh, it's packing night.
When my wife has to leave town, she waits until the last minute. So she's packing until 10:30 last night.
Oh, my God.
All weekend.
All so you're a little groggy today, are you?
A little groggy. A little tired.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, we have to take a quick break here. Yeah. Hey, Spadil, do we have any giveaways today? I haven't seen any.
No, I was just looking on that. We don't.
You're looking around, are you?
No, we don't have any today.
All right.
Nothing.
Thought I'd check with it. All right.
Crazy.
Anything's going on today. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I've already screwed up this morning.
What happened?
I made a couple of posts this morning, and I have flubbed it. I didn't take a look at everything in the picture.
Oh, no.
Gave out some information that my wife is furious over.
Oh, no!
Yeah, she's texting me left and right. Let's see what the last text here.
Did you take it down?
Take it off the BJ and Jamie page now!
You know what's funny? You're not alone, though. Let me tell you.
It's my fault, Jamie.
No, but listen. Facebook is funny because when you have two different pages, and some of you might have two different pages, you can go back and forth, click back and forth between your own and the BJ and Jamie one, right? Yeah. Well, it happens to Deborah Takahara, you know, the one that made the airbags. Yeah. It happens to her all the time. She'll post something about her daughter,
yeah,
but she'll accidentally put it on the Douglas County Sheriff's page.
You know,
that would suck.
I don't realize it
for like 5 hours.
I know, but she puts it into the Douglas County.
And I don't proofread. Yeah. I just see something and I post it. I don't look in the background. I don't look at the verbiage on the picture. I don't look at any of that. And then you put that sensitive information up there.
Yeah, right.
You get your butt chewed out at 6:20 in the morning.
Well, I mean, especially with her, she doesn't want her daughter, you know, like going over the...
No, I get it. No, and guess what? My wife is completely correct on this. Yeah. I'm a moron.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll retry it here in a few minutes.
Okay.
And just see what... Frog, here's what I was bragging about. Frog is 7. He just won his first big award in art.
Oh, he won art? Oh, is he good at art?
Blue ribbon.
My son and I suck.
Blue ribbon.
We cannot draw. We can't. My dad was a fabulous artist.
Yeah.
My son and I, and so is my sister. It's funny how that carries on. So my dad is an amazing artist. My sister, amazing artist. My son and I
suck.
Oh my God.
Really that bad?
The worst.
Let me show you. It's a spider web. Oh. Spider web.
Nice.
And it picked up the blue ribbon, man.
All right, let's see.
The spider web.
Whoa, that is good. I love
first
the color contrast.
Spider web.
Your wife does
nice.
A great
pretty,
job.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Huh? And then he put in another entry. Let me show you the second entry real quick here, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I know you can't see it at home, but it's a very nice spider web. Very colorful, okay? But then the second one was a polar bear.
A polar bear.
And it's made out of either paper mache or clay or something of that nature, okay? You're right. We didn't win on this one.
Oh, you didn't.
You're about to see why. Okay.
Oh, that's our polar bear.
Oh, that's cute. Man, your wife has a lot of free time, doesn't she?
No.
That's actually not bad.
It's the polar bear. We didn't get
no,
crap
nothing,
for the polar
nothing,
bear.
Nothing right. there.
So just let you know, I'm in a world of trouble already this morning.
Oh, because you posted those and there were things behind them or something?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
School name.
Oh, great. You know what you should do first? Let me tell you, give everybody some advice. What you do first about a post like that you don't like up there, you hit... when you know how you can do public or personal, hit block first.
Block.
Yeah, like
I don't know how it works.
Like only me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then that way it takes it off the feed. So
exactly.
Only me,
yeah.
And then go ahead and delete it.
Now, so. I like Facebook. It didn't Facebook start like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
That's what I got on there
yeah.
6 months ago.
It's huge.
It came out of the like a herd of turtles, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
came
it did.
Roaring
yeah,
out of there,
it sure
man.
Did.
And so I jumped on about 6 months ago, and I'm not figured it out.
Well, as long as we're going to brag about our kids, my kid got an internship at the Department of Defense this summer.
That's amazing.
No kidding.
Sure did.
Wow.
Yeah,
good for
amazing?
Him. Yeah.
A fellowship.
That's great.
That's sweet.
I'm pretty proud of him.
Is he going to take it?
Oh, he did.
He did take
he did
it.
Take
he made
it.
That decision,
yep, he
huh?
He sure did.
Wow. That's pretty cool. What's he going to be working on?
The DOD.
Like stealth?
Yeah.
Bombers
yeah, yes,
and stuff?
That, and he has security and everything.
No, I mean
clearance?
Stealth bombers and Department
no,
of Defense.
It's spacecraft.
Space?
Spacecraft, yeah.
Space Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be SpaceX, but now it's Department of Defense.
Yeah, I wish my kids were that smart.
And it's paid. It's a paid fellowship.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So as long as we're going to play Spiderweb spacecraft.
When I was his age, I was working at a gas station. Cleaning windshields, pumping gas, saying, will that be all, ma'am?
Yeah.
I remember distinctly. I remember distinctly that gas station
yeah.
job. I'd hear that little bell go off, ding, ding.
I just like to say, I like to say the words D-O-D.
D-O-D.
That's right. My son's at the D-O-D. Yeah.
That is pretty sweet.
D-O-D.
Isn't
that's
that
pretty
crazy?
Cool.
I
good
know.
For
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
hey, what's your kid
man,
doing?
The kiddos.
My kid, she saw a couple moose over the weekend.
Mooses?
Yeah, mooses. A couple of moose.
Where'd you guys see mooses?
We were in Steamboat Springs.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I love Steamboat.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been there.
What?
No, I've never
You're
been
so
to Steamboat.
You're so weird about Colorado.
Well, I've been to a lot of places. I've
You've
been
never
down
been
in Alamosa.
Estes?
I've been down in Durango. I've been a lot of places.
You've never been
There's
to Rocky Mountain
places
National
I've never
Park?
Been. No, I've never been there.
I mean, these
but
are
I've
big
been,
places.
I've been to the parks down in the San Juans.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been all over Colorado. Just a couple of spots
big.
I haven't hit.
Littleton is, it's vast.
Well, I'm just saying, hey.
Hey,
give me a break, down. Man.
What did your kids do this week? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no.
You know what Shmadil did?
No, can I just tell you one thing,
yeah.
though? He technically does have kids everywhere.
Sort of. Yeah.
Because he was
yeah.
a donor.
You were a donor?
Yeah.
Sperm donor?
Yeah, but I checked off don't contact afterwards.
So
why? Money?
Yeah.
They might
yeah.
hit you up for 5 or 10?
Well, I just figured it was just easier that way.
It's probably best.
He had some kids around. Cool.
Yeah. Running around.
Yeah. Colorado. Isn't that weird?
He did charity work this weekend.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. For a nonprofit called Alley Remembered.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit that raises domestic violence awareness, specifically teen dating violence awareness. And they gave me $1,500 and I went to the little Maggiano's. They gave me $1,500 in cash. I went to the Maggiano's that's right over here off Arapahoe and I-25, and I paid for $1,500 worth of prom dinners. And then I gave them, like, little cards and speeches and stuff.
Why are you chuckling?
Because of the way you're looking at me.
Yeah, well, I don't...
You are looking at me like, are you buying this BS? Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, Jamie. Great job, Shmadil.
Yeah. Well, go check out their social media. It's Alley Remembered or AlleyRemembered.org.
All right. And thank you for taking care of the kids and their spaghetti, okay?
Yeah.
All right, man. That's very nice of you. Here's what I think.
Uh-huh.
I think it was court ordered.
What?
What did I do wrong to do that?
It's called community service. Yeah. He had to get a judge off his back. Although he's bragging about it this morning, but we all know what went down there. How about those Nuggets? Oh, man, we got trounced yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the game. It was bad.
You didn't miss anything, really.
Really?
They were up by like 11 at one point, right off the bat of the game, and then after that, it was all downhill.
They led the first quarter, and then after that, it was just downhill.
Really?
Here's what Jamal Murray said after the game.
I thought it was a very competitive series. It was really fun, to be honest, the way all seven games.
We had fun. We had seasons in the sun.
Did you see what Jokic said?
Yeah.
He basically said, well, those people that have a lot of people on the bench like play better.
He also said, he's like, they asked him, what are you going to do now? He's like, well, next couple days, a lot of beer.
He said beer?
Yeah.
It's in your Vox Pro.
Yeah. It was hilarious. All right.
Nicola. Next couple of days is going to be a lot of beer, probably.
Probably a lot of beer. Oh, I don't blame him. I mean, they were shorthanded. They don't have enough players. He's exactly right.
Yeah, he is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're exhausted.
Good run.
Yeah, it was a good run.
They lost to a great team.
That's true.
Good team. All right, tabloid trash.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next,
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Why the hell would we play that song at 6:30 Monday morning?
Because it's good to dance to. I like dancing.
I swear to God, sometimes.
I can't believe you wouldn't dance with me.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. All right, whatever. People are so interesting. All right, Justin Bieber. Did you guys see him? He was at a hockey game.
Sorry.
And he looked horrible.
He was on the big screen. He does. He looks terrible. She looked pretty good.
She looks gorgeous.
She looks great, but he looked bad.
He does. He needs some cake.
Yeah.
He's really, he's gone, he doesn't he?
He does need some cake. Yeah. He needs calories.
He does.
Yeah.
It says a particularly thin-looking Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance in public on Sunday. He was at a Toronto-Canada hockey game, right?
It was game 7 last night, yep.
Gotcha. And of the Eastern Conference. He just... it says his gauntness showed in his face as he grinned ear to ear in photos. Poor guy. I mean, I guess maybe we should just say, hey.
Yeah, and it's the first picture we've seen in a while that he's not smoking a bong.
That's
so
true.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
An upgrade, right?
But even, like, you know, even his teeth look jacked up.
And not only that, he's out with the wife.
That's good.
Let's give him some props, man.
You're right. My bad. Yes, exactly.
He did look jacked up, though. His teeth looks bad. His skin looks bad.
I know.
He just looks nasty.
And I feel like he wears like those big puffy jackets to hide the fact that he's so skinny. Super skinny.
Yeah. He looks like he doesn't shower.
Yeah, he does look
That's what he looks to me. He looks dirty. She looks so clean and beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she looks so good, it makes him look bad. You know, my wife and I have that problem.
Yeah. I've just never seen him this skinny. Ever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Anyway, hopefully he's okay. Right? Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear Tom Brady. Now that guy looks okay. He was seen naked on the roof of his house.
No.
Yep. He was relaxing on his roof and he doesn't have any clothes on.
Wait a minute. So he's on the roof of the house? That's where he's relaxing?
Well, yeah, he has like a deck.
Oh. He was like sunbathing. A deck.
Yeah, he wasn't like doing the roof.
Well, that's what you said. You said he was on the roof of his house. And I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. I don't get up on my roof to sunbathe.
Brady's home also is across the street from his ex-wife, Giselle.
Yeah, that's why he did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
She probably has a telescope.
Yeah. He's probably over there, you know, doing a windmill.
Yep, probably
and
so.
And going, hey, jiu-jitsu boy.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Sit back down. That hurt.
Today is just a weird day, isn't it?
Oh, that hurt.
It just seems like an odd day. We got stories about that. I got a story about a vagina candle, and I was like, it's too early for that. But you can play it. Number two, here's Gwyneth Paltrow about her
candle.
We're
going to play it?
Yeah,
number two. Hang on one second. Sure, I didn't think you were going to play it. So I just. All right, here we go.
That product is so fascinating because we were messing around with different scents one day. And I smelled something, and I was like, oh, that smells like, you know. I was joking. And then he was like, oh, we should make that a candle and put it on the site. And I thought he was kidding. And I was like, yeah, definitely. That sounds like a winner right there. And then all of a sudden, it was literally on the website. And then we broke the internet again. And then it took us a long time to live that one down. But I kept it on the site because there is an aspect to women's sexuality that I think we're socialized to feel a lot of shame. And I sort of loved this kind of punk rock idea. We are beautiful and we are awesome and go f*** yourself.
When were we supposed to be ashamed?
Never.
I mean, she just said we have all been raised to be ashamed or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Neither. Why are you ashamed?
I have no
idea. Why is she ashamed?
I have no idea.
Why was she raised that way?
I don't know.
I have a sister. She wasn't raised to be ashamed.
Me and my vagina are very happy.
Are you?
I'm proud.
I can tell. Yeah.
That's so weird. Oh, God. You know what today is like? It's like, I feel like I'm in a movie or something.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of weird stuff going on. What is happening?
Someone's playing a prank. It's actually a reality TV show that they're
right?
all filming.
Like, I just feel like I'm in like a warp, like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, between you like posting bad things that your wife's mad at you about.
Yeah. That's pretty common, though.
To like vagina talk at freaking almost 7 a.m. on a Monday. I don't know.
I don't like Gwyneth.
You don't?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm supposed to respect her, aren't I?
Well, her vagina.
Yeah, that's right.
I will tell you one thing. So my former dentist in Beverly Hills, he was her and Brad Pitt's dentist.
Yeah.
And I guess Brad Pitt was outside with Brian, my dentist, and said, dude, she's a lunatic.
She seems like that. She's bizarre.
Yeah.
Really weird out there.
I was like, no way that happened. He goes, I swear to God, Jamie. He said, she is a lunatic. Yeah. And really possessive of him. Like, really was, like, obsessed with him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, a little inside scoop for my dentist. Probably wasn't supposed to say that story. Yeah. Oh, well, who cares? All right, let's see here. A very pregnant Cassie Ventura testified for a fourth day on Friday. I didn't see anything about that.
Not a lot came out about Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what was said, but it's kind of low key, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of shocking revelations before that. So I guess it was hard to top it to make news.
She did say that she doesn't hate him. Cassie said, I don't hate Puff. She said, do you still love him? And she says, I have love for the past and what it was.
Well, that's not good.
She's not really.
Because the past and what it was is why you're there.
Exactly.
Part of the past is that whole incident inside that hotel.
Yeah, you should hate him.
Yes.
If she said that... Go ahead.
She's not saying the right things. No, because
if she claimed that he arred her, right? You hate that guy.
Yes. Yes, you just say it. Do you still love him? No.
No, I hate him.
It's a simple answer. You don't have to go into detail. Oh, but I love what we had in the past. What? That's not helping.
No, it's not helping at
Unless
all.
Unless she wants him to get off the hook.
I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't want him convicted.
Because that's a weird thing to say after somebody sexually assaults you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I would guess.
This is kind of a funny story. Remember how Joe Exotic, he thought that Trump was going to, what was the word? Get him out of jail?
Pardon.
Pardon him. Well, not only did he not pardon him, but he just sent his husband across the ocean.
No, south of the border.
Yeah. It says Joe Exotic's worst fear came true when his husband was picked up by ICE. His real name is Joseph Allen Melandonet or something.
He and his lover boy, they got married a month ago, right? Mm-hmm. And then the lover boy gets out of prison. And they pick him up as he's walking out of the prison.
And sent him away.
And sent him across the border.
Right
he's
out of the
gone.
Gates.
Poor Joe, he can't get a break.
I know, right?
No.
He just fell in love, married the man of his dreams. Now they just send him away. My God, Trump is evil. So bad. All right, anyway. Let's see here, Schmidel. What's this outdoor boys?
His name's Luke, and he has a YouTube channel. He lives up in Alaska, and he does these survival videos. It's actually a very, very, very popular YouTube channel.
How many berries?
Very, 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 very popular YouTube channel. And he did a goodbye video over the weekend because he said that his YouTube channel was actually getting too popular, and people were being, like, invasive and, like, coming up to his family all the time or, like, trying to contact them. It was kind of freaking him out, so he just put a stop to the whole YouTube.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Here it is.
This is going to be my last video for a little while. You know, I've been making YouTube videos for 11 years now. First with the Catfish and Carp YouTube channel, then with this, the Outdoor Boys YouTube channel. And believe it or not, I've made 1,110 videos. But even good things can be taken too far, and I think I'm starting to reach that point. But I'm not just talking about the time and energy I spend making YouTube videos. I'm also talking about the attention it brings. In just the last 18 months, this YouTube channel has gained about 12 million subscribers. And because of people stealing my content and posting it on other platforms,
okay, I'm done with it.
My family and I...
Thank you.
It's really popular, I swear to God. It's a very popular YouTube channel.
Let's do this, okay?
Okay.
303-22-ALICE. Do you watch Outdoor Boys videos? Okay.
There'll be at least five people that say yes.
Okay, all right. But I just want to put this out there. And if you don't, go ahead and text. Say, nope. Don't have any idea what you're talking
about. Well, I mean, he has 12 million followers, so there's a chance there's quite a few.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I want to know if people are really watching Outdoor Boys. I've never heard of these guys or this guy.
But isn't it funny? That's the thing. So remember when we all had, like, I don't know, 12 channels, and we could talk about TV shows because we'd all know it? Yeah. Now, not only do we have 800 channels, but we have YouTube channels, but we also have all these streaming things. And I don't feel like all of my friends and I always watch the same things. You
I
know,
would because, agree with that.
Yeah, because back in my mom and dad's days, they could all talk about Dallas. Remember that show?
Yeah, there was only like five shows.
But every now and then you get something out there that everybody knows about. You know, it does still happen, but it's not as often.
Well, for example, I watch a guy who works at a motorcycle dealership. I think he's really funny, but I know none of you know who I'm talking about. He's this guy that he shows little clippets and he goes, can I tell you guys something? And he teaches you something that you didn't know.
Really?
Yeah, like floss, don't poop for like, I don't know, a month.
Oh, yeah, it's like random facts. Yeah. I totally know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've seen him on TikTok.
You have? Yep. Okay. And he works at a motorcycle dealership?
Yep.
All right, well, there's one.
There you go.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
By the way, the texts are about 50-50. Yeah, so a little bit more than what I thought actually watched this thing. My husband watches him. Yes, I have my cuppa every morning. My son loves him. Nope. Outdoor boys are the best. Nope. So it's about 50-50. So give it a shot, right?
Right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.